Proclamation number 8628 of 27th of September, 1963. Man shall come to the light of knowledge on earth. When my spirit teaches you, areas are open to you, which are inaccessible to your intellect alone. Spiritual knowledge will be presented to you, knowledge which you are not able to explore intellectually, for which no evidence whatsoever can be given to you and which nevertheless corresponds to the fullest truth, because it originates from the eternal truth itself. With him who alone knows everything, who can also guide the truth to where the prerequisites are present for the reception and the right evaluation of truth, then you truly need no evidence at all, and yet the firm conviction is in you that you are instructed in truth, because it is unique spiritual material into whose possession you come, and because this spiritual material gives you brightest knowledge, because it lights a light in you, which touches you charitably. Because you win something back again, what you once possessed, but had lost through your own fault. For once you knew everything, you could see through all connections, you stood in brightest light, in fullest knowledge of that what is connected with your being and with me, your God and Creator, and you are immeasurably happy in this light of knowledge. You lost the light through your own fault and still enter earth as man in this lightless state. But you can again come to knowledge through your will when you let yourselves be taught by me myself, who alone can again give back to you the lost goods when you only earnestly desire them. With increasing maturity of soul now also your knowledge grows, for you will then be guided by my spirit. By myself. When love has already flared up in you, because wisdom, a truthful knowledge, takes its origin from love, because the fire of love radiates the light of wisdom. Therefore you cannot reach truthful knowledge when you are still without love. And would it still be supplied to you, you would have no understanding for it. You would hear empty words without all meaning. But without love you would also not be able to hear my voice of the Spirit, and you therefore remained in spiritual darkness and will also remain in it so long until you awaken the Spirit spark in you through love, which then connects with the Father Spirit from eternity and can now be addressed by me myself to your soul. That the Spirit in you imparts deep knowledge to you and you now also recognize what you were, what you are and what you are to become again. This realization alone now lets you live consciously and strive for perfection, for if you possess this realization then love has also already been kindled in you, otherwise it could not have been imparted to you. And a loving person will now also always be allowed to increase his knowledge, for with every work of love it will become brighter in him, because this is the effect of the working of love, that the person also increases in wisdom. Of truthful knowledge which can only be conveyed to him from me. Believe it that you cannot draw this wisdom from books. Because without love it can never become spiritual property. Without love also error is accepted far sooner than truth. And without love therefore spiritual darkness remains, and man cannot record any progress for his soul. But you man can speak of a great favor that you have the possibility to still come to a state of light on earth, if you consciously request this light for yourselves, if you establish the connection with me through love work and now make it possible in free will that I can address you myself. That I can supply you with truthful knowledge, which helps you to the change back of your being again into its original state, since it also stood in highest perfection and brightest light of knowledge. And even if you enter Earth as a human being in deepest spiritual darkness, you can still leave it in the most radiant light and enter the spiritual kingdom, where a blissful fate awaits you, where you are again what you were in the beginning, divine beings, which can work and create as children with me and in my will. For all darkness, all imperfection, all imperfectness has been repelled by the soul, which consciously walked the path back to me again and was able to find it easily because it was supplied with truth, which brightly illuminated the path for it, which leads back to me, back into its Father's house. Amen.